Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Rod Allen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Whitaker moves to second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Whitaker moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. Garby moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Garby scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Allen moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Mike Brown now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Koontz moves to third. It's 6-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gedman juggles the ball. That's an error on Gedman. Koontz scores. Whitaker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker moves to third. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is hit by the pitch. Remy moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Evans scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Rice moves to third. It's 8-3, Tigers. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Tigers. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Tigers. Doug Baer now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Rod Allen. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herndon moves to third. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Koontz hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easler strikes out. 1 out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Koontz strikes out. two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Bergman moves to third. Bob Stanley now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Abbott now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas is hit by the pitch. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Easler moves to third. Armas moves to second. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. the Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koontz strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 10-6, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Bergman moves to third. It's 11-6, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bergman scores. Parrish moves to second. One out. It's 12-6, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Parrish scores. Two outs. It's 13-6, Tigers. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Koontz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dwight Lowry now catching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice strikes out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Easler moves to third. Armas moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Easler scores. Armas scores. Gedman moves to third. It's 13-8, Tigers. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman scores. Nichols moves to third. It's 13-9, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Red Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Easler reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's been hit by a pitch. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.